Okay. Well, hello. Happy Tuesday. You're listening to episode 340 of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. My name is Debbie Quain. If you're passionate about planning weddings, you are in the right place. Gretchen is telling me to sing. Thank you for joining me. I'm broadcasting live and recording the show on Tuesday, March 12th from the Washington, D.C. metro area. This show is broadcast live on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Knock on wood. God willing. And to learn more, please go to confettiradio.com. And that's the website where you'll find all of the audio replays, show notes, any other information. And you should sign up to be on the email list. So you'll find the subscribe box over there too. A special welcome to those of you who are joining live in the Confetti Live chat room. And you can find the Confetti Live chat room by going to confettilive.com. And you can log in with your Facebook ID or just log in as a guest. The last show, I just knew there was just silence for a reason. It was because yours truly locked you out of the chat room. So I apologize. It looks like everything is going as it should right now. If you'd like to listen to the audio only, if for whatever reason you're not picking up audio or video correctly through the live stream, you can call. The number is 213-992-4358. I keep forgetting my own number. I believe that's it. And I know I announced it wrong. I'm going to look it up right now. Yes, Debbie. Keeping it real. I should have done better prep. Yes, it's right. 213-992-4358. That's the number if you want to listen to the audio. And you can also listen to recordings when the show is not live. My phone's not on and I know it's going to ring. So if you are passionate about planning weddings for others, which I'm guessing you are because you're here, Confetti Radio is the place where you can listen to the live broadcast on Tuesdays, as I mentioned. But you can also find other resources that are not audio on weddingsforaliving.com. And that site has tutorials and some articles there. Not so many tutorials, but more articles. And if you're ready to move to the next level and you want some help in launching a wedding planning business of your own, especially if you are doing something else full-time and you'd like to get going with your wedding planning business on the side, maybe to permanently be part-time or maybe to move over to full-time, then check out weddingbusinessguide.com. And that site has a lot more information. You'll find downloadable forms, audio tutorials, video tutorials, and you'll also get access to our monthly live class. And we actually have a live class coming up next Wednesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So that's all about putting together your emergency kit, the kit that you provide to your clients on their wedding day, what items should be in, what items you include in yours, what items you may not have thought of that are good to include in the container, the vessel in which we carry all of that stuff. You know, how can you organize that and set it up so that it is something that you can transport easily. So that's on weddingbusinessguide.com. That's our live class for March. So if you're a Wedding Business Guide member and you're not aware of that, please check the members area. I haven't posted all of the access information, but the dates is up. Well, I guess if I'm telling you the date now, you don't need to go to the members area, but you will eventually to get the information. So that's weddingbusinessguide.com. And I want to say a very special welcome to, let me move the chat so I can see it, Wedding Business Guide members. Several of you are here. Thank you so much. I created Wedding Business Guide as a way to help you, but I'm also learning so much from those that are participants because, you know, there's so much learning going on. And speaking of which, whether you're a Wedding Business Guide member or not, one great resource, which is just amazing me day after day, is our Facebook group, Confetti Insiders. And you can be a part of the Facebook group by going to facebook.com/group/Confetti Insiders and just request to be a part of that. A lot of sharing, a lot of information going back and forth, a lot of feedback. It's a really great community to get some input on what you might be thinking about, because not everybody wants to talk weddings all the time. But I can guarantee you, if you're posting something in the Facebook group, you're going to get a response. So I love it. And I found some great resources there myself. And you may see that I may not be interacting as much, but I see everything that happens. I don't always need to chime in. And the resources and the intelligence is in the room there, meaning the Confetti Insiders group. There's just so much information, blown away by that. Have you downloaded your free audiobook yet? No? Why not? If you are like me and you love reading, but you are strapped for time, then instead of reading a book, do you realize that you can listen to a book? Well, you can. You can get an audiobook by checking out Audible, which is an Amazon company. Amazon, which is the mammoth that creates traditional books. But Audible is their audio version. And there are thousands and thousands of books, and they keep adding titles all the time. And you can pick the book you want to listen to and listen to it on the go, on your computer, on your mobile device, on your Kindle, on your iPad, however you want it, wherever you are, on whatever device you have, you can get to catch up on your on some great books. So the best part is, as a Confetti Radio listener, you can check out Audible and try it out for free for 30 days. And within that 30-day time period, you'll also get a free credit, which is equal to a book. So you can download a book of your choice, and whether you remain with Audible or not, that book is yours to keep. So the link that you want to go to check to get your free book is confettiradio.com/audible. Okay? confettiradio.com/audible. AUDIBLE. No catches at all, just a chance to get a book. Okay. That's what I really... Have I taken care of all the housekeeping? I make notes so I don't forget to say things, and I still forget things. Yeah, so what I wanted to get... Oh, I did want to mention something. Don't I say that all the time? I would say, oh, I want to mention something. The extra episodes that I've talked about that I'm going to be recording offline, I'm still in the process of doing that. It's taking a little longer because I've got some other things going on, but... Stand by, because there will be some additional episodes that you can listen to besides the live show. So we do the live show and we record it, and you can join live, as many of you are now, or you can listen to the recording. But beyond that, there's so much information that I'd like to share that just isn't possible to squeeze into the live episode. So I'm working on some offline episodes that I think you'll find helpful. You will find helpful as you move through in your journey as a wedding planner. So stay tuned for that. If you're on the Confetti Radio email list, I'll send you a note when that's about to happen. So if you haven't joined the email list, just go to confettiradio.com and just select the subscribe. This is a subscribe area on the right-hand side of the site. If you're looking at a mobile device, you got to scroll all the way down to the bottom and then just subscribe. Just put in your email address. Won't spam you, won't bombard you with a whole bunch of stuff, but just information that I hope you find helpful. Okay. If you're in the chat room, please feel free to post your Facebook URL, your web page URL, your Twitter handle, Pinterest, however you would like for folks to connect with you. Okay. So, let's see who do we have here. I just want to take a peek at the chat. I know Athena's here. Welcome. Gretchen, Mona, Melina, Cynthia, Laurie. Is that Laurie Longwood? LaToya, T.E. Smith. I see two guests. I don't have a name for you. Sorry. Lisa, Kelly, and some others. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. So, okay. So my goal is just try to keep the show down to 30 minutes or so, which is almost impossible because I talk so much. But I just want it to be good information. So, last week I did some moving around in my office, and moving some of the stuff, I had to move one of my bookshelves, and I love to read. Well, as I mentioned, I love reading, but I don't always have time, but I have tons of books, tons and tons of books, and majority of them are wedding books, wedding related. So I picked up some books and I thought, oh my gosh, these are some really great books. So for tonight's show, I wanted to share some indispensable wedding planner books. And these are books that are sort of like, I was going to say, being a wedding planner, right? I know there are lots of books and lots of resources about weddings, but there's way more stuff that we need to help us, especially if we're going to run a business, beyond wedding books. But the books that I'm focusing on tonight are really wedding books. Oh, someone's having problems with the live stream link. Oh dear. Athena, I don't know. Is anyone else having problems with the live stream? Because it may be, I'm getting a strong signal here that it's okay. So what you're watching on Confetti Live is, oh, no video? I don't know what to say now. No video for anyone? I don't know. Can you refresh your screen? Oh, okay. Okay. I'm getting good upload here. And the thing is with video, especially live, it's a bit of a crapshoot. So if you've got other windows open in order to get the full, to get the full benefit of the video, you want to try closing some of those other windows. If you have any other apps running, you want to shut those down too, just to help with the video stream. And depending on your connection, if it's not sort of like a T1, if it's not the cable or high-speed internet, there may be a bit of a lag and the video may freeze. But I'm looking at my stream from, and I'm getting good feedback. So, sorry, I don't know what to suggest. I hate to do it, but I have to point the finger. It may be your connection, but I'm seeing others are getting the information. But I am recording it. Okay, so to these books. Oh my gosh, so much time. So one of the first books that I got as a wedding planner is The Fab Job Guide to Become a Wedding Planner. And this is by Catherine Goulet and Jan Riddell, if I'm saying their names correctly. And Fab Job is a whole range of books about having a fab job or a fab career. And wedding planning is usually labeled as such because it does have sort of that glamorous connotation to it. So when I got this, it was just an ebook. It wasn't a print book. So all of the Fab Job guides you can download instantly. So instant gratification. But they do have print books and they're now on Amazon. I'm saying now because they weren't always. So this is a really, really great resource. And when I got it, it came with a CD in the back. I don't know if they're still printing it that way. But this is really good if you're new to wedding planning. If you're a brand new wedding planner and not quite sure how all this works and what are all the details, check out Fab Job Guide to Become a Wedding Planner. Yours truly does have a quote on the back. What's the right term for that on the back with my other name on here? But before my name changed. But yeah, so this is a really great book, Fab Job Guide to Become a Wedding Planner. And I will put the link in the show notes, but a really good book. And I'd love to have your feedback on what you're thinking. If you disagree or if you have some other books, please feel free to post them. And speaking of which, somebody posted a really great link in Confetti Insiders today about starting your business on the side while you still have a full-time job. Something to do with the words of the fact of hustle. Hustle is in the title. So I know someone might want to post it in the chat, but that looked good. I had a quick peek at that, but didn't have a chance to go over it. But that's my first book, Fab Job Guide to Become a Wedding Planner. And this is a really great starting point for timelines. If you want to provide your clients with a timeline as to what you suggest that they do, you know, 6 months before the wedding, do this, 5 months before the wedding, do that. There's a great timeline in here that you can use. And I'm not suggesting that you plagiarize. If you are copying, then you should give credit to where it's from. But you can use this as a basis for creating your own timeline and for also creating your checklist as the wedding planner. As the wedding planner, you should have your own master checklist of the things that you need to do. If you are a Wedding Business Guide member, there is a checklist that you can download called Words to the Effect of the Everything Wedding Planner Checklist, or words to that effect. But just type in if you type master or checklist in the search on Wedding Business Guide, you'll find it. Okay? Hustle While You Work is the name of the book. Thank you, Laurie Lockwood. Yes, Hustle While You Work. I love that title. So, and Nancy says it does come with a CD too. Are you talking about this book, Nancy, the Fab Job Guide to Become a Wedding Planner? I'm kind of lost in the chat room, but that's my first book. Okay. Next book, where can I put this before so it doesn't come crashing down, is Wedding Planning and Management, Consultancy for Diverse Clients. And it's by Carrie Loveless and Maggie Daniels. Yes, that's her name, Loveless. Carrie Loveless is a wedding planner. I couldn't have made that up myself. So this is the book. And I got this book a while ago. This I was reluctant to get because it does have a higher price. I'm not sure what it is now, but when you look through books, especially on Amazon, you'll see that this book has a bit of a hefty price tag, or at least it did. I don't know if that's changed. But it is so worth it. Oh, Laurie, $44. Yeah, that's kind of pricey for a book, but it's so worth it. It really is. And this book is actually a textbook for a lot of the hospitality courses. So, you know, when you take a hospitality course, and I'm not just talking about non-credit, but credit courses, this is required reading. Really great review questions. So at the end of each chapter, there is some great review. You can review like a wrap up. Well, I don't need to explain. It's a review. So, you know, one of the chapter 8, for example, which is all about, Debbie says, wedding timelines, right? So one of the review questions are, explain two tasks that occur in each of the 7 phases. So it's a good way for you to recap. And then there's some terminology at the end. But it's a really great, great book. It's a hefty book, but hefty in price, hefty in weight, but it is substantial. And it goes into my phrase for the month. Meat and potatoes. You know, I always have a phrase. Meat and potatoes I'm using this month, and the word bevy. Did you notice that in the email? I'm using the word bevy this week. So, really great book. So, Wedding Planning and Management, Consultancy for Diverse Clients. Really great if you think about it, put some money down it, and get this if you want to really you take your wedding planning to the next level. Okay. Next book, which is a book I've had for a while on love, is, I don't know if I'm going to say the author's name right, is Style Your Dream Wedding by Susie Coelho, Coelho. This is the book here. It's a big old book. And by that, I mean it's one of those coffee table type books. A big, big old hefty book. But it's so much more than a coffee table book because there's information. It's not just pretty pictures to flip through. It's a really great resource for design ideas. Now, you may have heard me say this before, that I consider myself to be A+ with logistics. Doesn't mean I'm challenged with design. It just means that my focus and my affinity is the logistics side. But when it comes to design, this is a go-to book for me. And my books, the books that I refer to, if you can see, I don't know if you can see it on camera. I have post-its, but now you can't see the post-its. But a lot of great information in this book. It does look great on a coffee table, as I said, but what I really love about this one is that it has a color palette in there, so you can sort of see how colors blend, and then how to apply it to your client's vision. So whether your client says they want a whimsical, their style is whimsical and they want the wedding to reflect that, then you can find, you know, invitations that fall under whimsical, you know, styling in a tie that would be more whimsical, cakes that are whimsical, and same thing for classy, if they want a classic wedding or a beach wedding. All that information is in here. And I don't know if you can see, I'll show you here. It's just a lot of little pullouts. These are really neat. This is not going to show up very well on camera, but shows about the different silhouettes and stuff. But this is a really, really good book. So I like this for my clients. And when we're getting ready to talk design, I always, always bring this book. And it has some great, another great feature in this one is that you can see which kind of fonts match the style of the wedding. So if you are doing anything like programs or you're working on any sort of favors that has print, then you can use this as a way to maybe shortlist some fonts to pick from, because there are so many things like fonts. It's good when if it's narrowed down, and this book does that for you. So that's Style Your Dream Wedding by Susie Coelho. I'm sure I'm saying her name correctly. If someone knows how to pronounce that, please let me know. Laurie says her first Audible book was Talk Less, Say More. Are you trying to tell me something, Laurie? 3 Habits to Influence Others and Make Things Happen by Connie Deacon, if I'm saying that right. Really good. Oh, okay. Thank you, Laurie. Yeah, if you are signing up for Audible, and you really should, remember confettiradio.com/audible. I'd love to hear what you're reading, what you're listening to, because Audible doesn't have a whole lot of wedding books, but there are a lot of great books for business, inspiration for help, nonfiction and fiction. So some great autobiographies and things like that. So great. Laurie said, no, you weren't trying to tell me anything. Yes, you were, Laurie. I think you were. Okay. Next book. And the books I'm mentioning are not necessarily books that I've bought recently, because I've kind of slowed down. And to be honest, a lot of the books that I'm getting now, assuming there isn't too much visual stuff that I need to see, because sometimes you just want to look at a book like this book. You just kind of want the Style Your Dream Wedding. I couldn't imagine this on an electronic device. I want to see this book. But certain books, you want to see the book. But some certain books I'm reading on my Kindle. Okay. One of my favorite newer purchases is this book, Sweet Designs by Amy Atlas. I don't know if you've seen this. Dessert tables are huge right about now. And Amy Atlas is an attorney turned Dessert Stylist. I think that's the title that she uses. And you may have seen a video I did. I don't have it posted. I don't think it's up now, but about specializing and how Amy Atlas has taken this to the nth degree with her business. So, but I mean, Amy Atlas is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And because she has that specialty, you may have seen her. She's like a media darling. She's like all over the place. But that's because she's doing something different. Do you think Amy Atlas is the first person that set up a dessert table? No, no, absolutely not. But she's taken that and branded that, and that's her. So when you think of dessert tables, you think of Amy Atlas. Again, she's not the only person doing that, but that's the way that she's set herself up and set up her business. This book, the reason I love it, because a lot of these books you'll see, there are really great pictures, but you've got to figure out how you do this, what items you need. But this book, Sweet Designs by Amy Atlas, has very specific how-to information and step-by-step instructions. It's just like DIY heaven. It's created so that you can do a lot of the things yourself, but there's recipes, there's crafts, and there's styling ideas. So whether or not this is something you want to present to your clients, or your clients, maybe you're just working on as a one-time project, this is the book. And I'll show you for those of you who are watching the video. So there are like themes. I think she has maybe, how many themes? Maybe 15 themes. And then you see the picture, and then she goes into really, really great detail how you do this and, you know, get the colors and so forth. So, yeah. So I love Amy Atlas and her. So, like, this theme is Darling Dots. And then you can see the picture, but then she goes into great detail as to, you know, the colors and the items that you need, the recipes to make the dessert. But please be careful. You know, if you're working for your client has hired you, anything that is involved with like baking and stuff, you be careful about who's doing that. Make sure that you're following your local guidelines with regard to food handling and so forth. So just be careful when your name is on it, when someone's paying you and hiring you, you want to be careful and make sure you're not, you know, batching up stuff in your kitchen and then providing that to your clients, unless you have been given the okay at your state, county, or whatever, your city level, whoever controls that, make sure that you're following that. I'm a big stickler about the food thing and how you do that. Okay. Oh, some people are having problems with the video. Athena, I'm so sorry that you are, but I know I'm looking at the chat and I kind of get the feeling that not everybody else is. So it does, that the service does work on Chrome and on Mozilla, because I'm using Mozilla and I've checked it out on Chrome. So I can only assume that maybe something's going a little pear-shaped on your end. Sorry to hear. Let me just type Athena so she knows that. Okay. All right. Moving along. Okay. The next book is a little bit, what is a book that I fought for many years, and it's the Emily Post's Wedding Etiquette book by Peggy Post. I just think this is just a stick in the mud. I don't need this book, but this book probably gets more use than, it's probably in the top three books on my bookshelf, because when in doubt, this is what I turn to. You know, which, How do I say no children at the wedding? How do I help my clients figure out who sits where at the church when the parents are divorced and the bride's mother's new husband is not a fan? You know, it's that kind of stuff. This can really help you. Even if it's like, okay, how does the seating go at the head table? Because sometimes you forget those things. So this is a really, really great book. Emily Post's Wedding Etiquette. So I when I used to teach for the Wedding Planning Institute, I think you may have told you the story, it was required reading, and I would say to my students, oh, you don't have to read that if you don't want to. I got a big old slap on the wrist. No, Debbie, don't tell them that. And then I buckled down and looked through it, and I'm like, you know what, this is a really good book. So this is good information. It's sort of like your little, your printed Wikipedia source. Anything that you need to know is in this book. So, okay. So, okay, my next book is kind of has more for the love of what my real passion is with weddings. This is Do It for Less Weddings by Denise Vivaldo. Hope I'm saying that correctly. And as the name suggests, this book will help you with planning a wedding for a lot less. But let me just tell you, Denise Vivaldo is a catering know-it-all. She also has a company that where she styles food. So when you see the food looking really appetizing, looking really wonderful in a magazine or in a book, Denise Vivaldo is the person that would style that so that it would look presentable. So this is what she does. So this is the reason I love this so much is because it's designed, do it for less, usually translates to budget, but not always. But this book is great if you are, your clients are working on cooking for a crowd, but not a huge crowd. So let's say your client is having a wedding for 50 people. That's more than what the normal number of guests that you would have. Well, you can find an item here, a recipe, and then what the book does is it breaks it down. This is what you need. This is how much stuff you need for 12 people. This is how much stuff you need for 25 people. This is how much for 50, and it goes up to 75. But it's not just the menu, but the shopping list, so you know what you need to have. This is really great for smaller and intimate weddings, or if your client is hosting a rehearsal dinner or a post-wedding brunch and they're at home, this is a great resource for them. You know, it's okay if they want to prepare their food, just you be careful about preparing food for them if that's not something that you're licensed to do. Do It For Less also has some really great information to help you with knowing, you know, how much stuff you need to buy for the beverages, how to set up the table the best way so that, you know, the buffet table flows the right way. And I'm a queen at that now. So whenever I go to a private event and everyone's got the food set up on the table, I'm always moving things around and making sure the plates are here, the napkins are here, the silverware is at this end, and that the salads are on the buffet table before the entrees and things like that. These are things you pick up as you go. But this is a really great book to do that. Do it for Less Weddings by Denise Vivaldo. And because I love weddings that are weddings that happen at home, this is why I love this book so much, because when clients are stuck and they're not quite sure, you can find what you need in here. And not just recipes, but a complete menu. So it'll tell you if you're having, for example, let me read something from here. I should have bookmarked the pages, right? So you knew I didn't have to flip through like what I'm doing now. Debbie, come on, you know you're on live and you don't prepare. Like, for example, I'm looking at a page which is for a French countryside dinner. And it says, this menu is great for dinner or lunch. It's served family style. Each table of guests receives its own beautifully plated serving platter. And then it's got the recipes here. Classic, oh my gosh, I can't pronounce it. I'm not going to even make a fool of myself live. Cheese board with fruit and nuts, lemon cake with vanilla frosting, calvados martini, if I'm saying that right, niçoise salad with garlic herb dressing. So that's the menu, and then it's going to tell you the shopping list and then how to break that down for all of those people. Because I'm a pretty decent cook, but when the numbers become unwieldy, I can't cook for a crowd. I never quite know. Do I just double? Do I triple everything? So this is this is the book for you. So Do It For Less Weddings is my favorite, one of my favorites. So I flipped through this quite a bit. Okay? And these books, wedding planning books are good for you and for a resource. But say you want to write a blog post, or you're not quite sure what you want to say on Facebook today, or you want to send out a tweet, flip through these books to get some inspiration. And maybe that's, you know, something that you tweet that, you know, did you know that when you're setting up, well, you can't see all that on Twitter, but you can create a blog post or an article on your website, and then just tweet a link to that and just get an idea from one of these books, okay? Okay, almost finished here. And some of you are having problems with the live stream, and I'm really sorry. I don't know what to suggest, but I think for the most part, people can see and hear me, right? I know a few of you are having problems, but I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it for everyone. Sorry, really sorry. Okay, my last but not least book isn't a book that I use as much as I did, but it has special meaning for me, and that's Preston Bailey's Fantasy Weddings. That's a big old book too, a big old coffee table book. Thank you, Mona. Mona says she's good, so thank you for the response there. I hate it when you're telling me you cannot see or hear what's going on, and I'm not quite sure what to do unless I'm getting a blanket response, like last week when there was nothing going on in the chat room and I realized something's wrong. The live stream thing is still not quite a science. But yeah, I love Preston Bailey, and this is great eye candy. Now, granted, you know, Preston Bailey's great celebrity wedding planner, started off as a florist, and his story is really great. A lot of the stuff in here, I'm not going to do that for my clients, but it's great inspiration. But what I have done, and I'll have to show you this one day, if you're into decor and things like that, I'm just showing you here on the video. what I have done, I get quite, when I go to New York, I get some really decent silk flowers, the ones that you actually have to go up and touch and make sure they're real. And then what I've done, I've recreated similar stuff like this in silk. I love topiaries, and you may have seen in some of the other shots that I've done. Again, I'll have to show you. I use a lot of my silk flowers, and I get the wire forms, and I build glue the silk petals and the flowers to the wire forms to create something that mimics what Preston Bailey does. So mine are not real flowers, but they are beautiful. They're great inspiration for me. But some of my clients have seen that, and then we've used some of those items for their wedding. So, you know, you never know what direction you can go in with regard to, you know, with what you're reading and what you're finding out if you share with your clients. Sometimes they just need to come to your office and to see, or maybe they just, you have photos of your studio on your website, and they it's a great inspiration. But the reason I love this book has special meaning is because this one is actually one that Preston autographed for me. When I knew that I wanted to be a wedding planner, I had a lot of self-doubt. I just didn't think I could do that. I didn't think I looked like the type of planner that someone would hire for their wedding. I just didn't have that confidence. And I spoke to Preston Bailey, it had to be around 2001, and got through, and Preston Bailey took my call, and we spoke. It was a little bit of back and forth, and I told him some of the things I was doubtful about, and he said to me, you know, Debbie, what you have to understand is you have something great within you that you can share with others, and if they don't get that, if they cannot see that, then that is their issue and not yours. You know what you're capable of. You know what you have within you. I'm getting choked up, so I think just repeating this. You take that and do you. He didn't say do you. That's one of my phrases. But you take that and do what you desire to do. And if they cannot see that, or if they think you don't look the way that they want you to look, then that's their issue. You keep moving, and you don't want to work with someone like that anyway. And you know, he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. And that sort of put a fire within me. And I just, you know, just kept going. And I'm still going right now, you know, by the grace of God. But I just keep going. And Preston Bailey's words have just stuck with me. I have some other pictures that I took with him. And you've seen him, and just he's doing so many great things. But I say that to say that when you see someone else, whether it's a celebrity planner or a celebrity whomever, or someone who's front and center, they are human just like you. They have doubts just like you. They have flaws just like you. There's not much difference there. It's just that they've decided to take what they're doing and have gone in their direction. You should do the same. And it's not about who sees you and being a celebrity planner, unless that's what you desire to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't judge you by what that person is doing. Take that for what it is. Learn from it and accept what you can from it, as I did from Preston. But that's him, and he and I are two different people, obviously, but different styles. But what he said made absolute sense. So don't take too much about what you're seeing that others are doing and put yourself down, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Take it for what it is, and just remember, the human just like you. All the sensation, all the cameras, all the lights, all of that, that's what they're getting right now. And you'll have your time to shine if you're not doing so already. But you know, don't let that bring you down. Take that for what it is. Take a little bit of information. Take a bit here. Take a bit from there, and just keep going. Okay. But I love Preston Bailey for that, and it's just someone that when I see what he's doing, and when I see something with Preston's name on, I just kind of go, oh man, yeah. So then there are lots of other folks like there out there that are like that, but Preston is someone I know firsthand and have spoken and met with him a couple of times. And when I went to his studio in New York, it really isn't nothing to look at on the outside. You know, it's in sort of like this retail area. But when you go inside, you can see the transformation. It's just amazing. And he has a wonderful team of people. And I also picked that up from Preston too. You cannot do this solo. You need to have folks to help you. And I think it's a really great plan, a great strategy to have others, to know that you want to have others on board to help you get to where you want to go. You cannot always be the person that answers the phone, answers the emails, you know, responds to everything that happens in your business. Initially, yeah, but I think it's great to shoot to have other people to help you so that you can focus on marketing and finding brides and getting, you know, publicity for your business if that's what you desire. Okay. Paola. Oh, hi, Paola. You sent the question last week and I misspelled your name on my website. Says, great advice. Sometimes in life you need that little push to start something new. Yeah, Paola, I'm not sure if you're responding to what I said or something else in the chat because I'm always jumping in. But yeah, I was talking to Nancy today. Nancy, hi. And it was great to hear her voice because we've been communicating online, but it was just, sometimes when you speak to someone and you think you're going to teach them something, they teach you and vice versa. So my mind is always open, and I come back to this Confetti Insiders Facebook group. I'm just blown away. I just see the information and some of the resources and I'm like, oh my gosh, because there's just so much information and it's hard to get all of that. And for one person to have all that information, one person being you, I'm talking about, not me. So anything you can find and gather is good. But also I will say, remember, don't ever forget the situation where you have been in, because I know we've all been there, where you didn't know anything and somebody helped you. Someone gave you a little piece of advice. Someone pointed you in the right direction. Someone shared a resource with you. And please, please do the same for someone else. As you learn, somebody else new is coming along too. Share with them. Don't be scared to share what you know. There's more than enough stuff going on out there for us all to benefit. Share and it will come back tenfold. There's no reason to hold on to all of the information. Share that. It's amazing what can happen when you exchange information that way. It always, always comes back. And I've continued to try to do that with what I do. Okay? All righty. I think that is it. Ooh, 8:36. Not bad, Debbie. So the goal, again, is not to have you sitting here forever and ever and ever, but just to share some nuggets of information that hopefully will help you. All of the books that I mentioned, I will post in the show notes. This is episode 340, so it will be confettiradio.com/340. And you'll get the audio replay. I never put the video up. Nobody wants to watch the video. I mean, the video works for when we're here, but there's nothing to be gained by just watching me talk on camera. I'm not saying anything. I'm not doing any. Well, in this instance, that's not true, right? Because I held these books up. But yeah, so that's what I wanted to let you know, because I know a couple of people saying, I can't see the video. There's no video replay. We just do the video for the live show. Okay. Any questions or comments? Let me just kind of go through the chat. Oh, what store in New York has a Silk Flowers? I know the store. It's right off of 34th Street, and I can't remember the name, Nancy. I'm going to have to send that to you. Yeah, I'll post some of the addresses. The place I used to, that I haven't been there, it's been about a year, they didn't even have a website. But the stuff they have there is really great. You do need to have a sales and use tax, which is so that you can get the flowers wholesale. But that's not a big deal to get. Really, you can usually apply for that at the state level. It's not anything difficult at all. Doesn't cost anything. At least I don't believe it costs anything now, unless that has somehow has a price tag to it. But I'll definitely post the links. So I'll put them in the show notes. I'll post the show notes for where you can get the silk flowers, and I'll take some pictures of some of the stuff that I have here. Okay. Last call for questions, comments. I'm just looking through. Yes. Oh, Latoya, are you making any money? Marley, I don't know how to say her last name. I've been on her list for a while. I actually just got an email from her this week or late last week, but I haven't been hearing from Marley consistently, or maybe I'm just not checking that email very much. But yeah, she's she's a great party planner. I think Marley was actually one of the wedding planners. What's the name of the woman who's the matchmaker? Patty Stanger or something like that? When she was getting married, she was interviewing some wedding planners, and I think Marley was one of the wedding planners on her short list that she interviewed. I don't think she hired her. In fact, I don't think she got married, but I know, I remember Marley was on that show too. So great resource, Latoya saying. She highly recommends, but are you making any money by Party Goddess? Yeah, that's her brand. Molly Mashka. Is that how you say her name? Is that how you say it? Mashka? Masha? Maje? I bet you it was something like that. Okay. Laurie says, do you have to get it in the state you purchase or any? No, if you're talking about the sales and tax, no, once you have it, you can take that any place. So I have mine for my area, and I shop in New York. They just usually ask for it, and then once they have it on file, then they know that you're a wholesaler. And, you know, a lot of them don't give you a lot of stick about it, but it's good to have. If you want to sell wedding invitations and accessories, you're going to need that. It's called different things, resale certificate, sales and tax. The idea is that you buy the item wholesale, and then when you pass the information on the product or the item on to your clients or your customer pays you tax, and then you, the business owner, pay your state the tax that your customer paid you. So you're just sort of like the middle person. But that's really the whole idea. Okay. I think that's it. I don't know if there are any other questions. Last call. Feel free to post. I'm going to leave the chat room open so you can post your Facebook, Twitter handle, web page, however you'd like others to get in contact with you. Hey, you know what? I did hear from Heidi Thompson from Evolve Your Wedding Business, and she was saying that there was some sort of ebook available. Sorry, I didn't put it in my show notes, but in my notes, but I'll, let me see if I can find it for you and tell you. But did anyone check out Evolve Your Wedding? Is it Evolve Your Wedding Business? Did anybody attend any of those events online? Paola's saying, I noticed that in the U.S. you have a lot of variation on items. Oh my gosh, yeah. It depends. It's on the state level, and then sometimes within the state it's different based on the city. It's just, yeah, it's very different. Nothing is uniform, which is why it's always important when you have to specify where you are before you start giving out information. Oh, Athena, Latoya, Nancy, so you guys all did the Evolve Your Wedding Planning Business. How was it? Evolve Your Wedding Business, right? That's how it is. I'm botching it. Was it good information? I bet you it was. Because Heidi looks like she knows what's what. It was good info, Latoya says. Nancy's saying the banish overwhelm and using systems that work for your business was very beneficial. Oh, okay. Was that one of the sessions? The banish overwhelm. Athena says it was good information. Honest opinion, I get a lot on Facebook page. What do you mean by that, Athena, when you say you get a lot? When you mean you get a lot of what? A lot of leads? Latoya is saying, me too. I've learned the most in our Facebook group. Oh, you're saying the information that you've got, you're learning a lot. Okay. See what happens. Okay, so you're saying that the Confetti Insiders information, you get a lot of information you're learning there, right? Wonderful. I love it. And you know I'm not a Facebook fan. Oh, there was a pun. I didn't even intend it. But I'm not a fan of Facebook on a personal level, but yeah, this is really wonderful with all the information going back and forth. Yeah, nice. So facebook.com/group/confetti insiders. Okay? All right. Okay, I keep saying I'm going to wrap it up, but I'm going to wrap it up. thank you again for joining me. By all accounts, that Tuesday, March 19th should be our next live show. Okay? And that will be at 8 p.m. Oh, you're welcome, Athena. You're saying thank you for starting it. Yeah, it was two people that egged me on to do that. So, yeah, I won't take any credit for it at all. But I'm glad the information's being exchanged. All right. As always, my name is Debbie Quain. Thank you for joining me. You've just listened to another episode of Confetti Radio, the wedding planning business talk show. For more information, please check out confettiradio.com. Confetti Radio is on Facebook, not just the Facebook group, but Facebook and on Twitter. And I, Debbie Quain, I'm also on Google Plus, and I have a Google Plus short URL, but I'm going to have to post that. Oh, please, I forgot. Confetti Radio is also on iTunes. So if you go to confettiradio.com/iTunes and you get a chance, I would love for you to review the show. Good, bad, I would love to have your feedback to post your rating. I know someone has done that already, and I truly, truly appreciate the rating. So confettiradio.com/iTunes, okay? All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, a wonderful week. Love and success. And I'll talk to you soon. Let me see if I can get this music to play.
Confetti, a wedding planning business talk show. Confetti.
Passionate about weddings? Staying awake at night wondering if you could be a professional wedding planner? If you'd like to get paid to plan weddings, download Debbie's free audio class, 7 Truths Every Wedding Planner Should Know, and discover 7 insider secrets about what it takes to run your own successful wedding planning business. Go to weddingsforaliving.com today and get instant access to this information-packed audio class. It's yours free at weddingsforaliving.com. Go to weddingsforaliving.com now.
Visit weddingsforaliving.com.